aspect of evolution and agreeing with the Big Bang, but I don't agree that that would disprove creation. And also, I would agree that the Earth is not flat as well.
Okay.
So the only disagreement we really have right there is the creation side of things. I would like to know what you would say about the fact that everything is so fine-tuned inside of the universe. Even whenever you get to the Big Bang, I would ask questions like, well, what was before the Big Bang? What was before? How did, could nothing create something, or was there always something? And then I would ask, like, why, what made the decision to exist? Like, if you go all the way back before the existence was here, you would say there was non-existence. So what made the decision to exist instead of not exist? And how come existence spontaneously created such fine-tuned order to the point to where whenever you look at things like the strong nuclear force and the weak nuclear force and things like gravity and things like that, the universe is so fine-tuned that if it changed just by 1%, everything would fly apart or smash together. If so there's all these things that I think that I would like to talk to you about.
There doesn't need to be any decision for something to begin existing. Tornadoes go from not existing to existing, and there's no decision involved.
So how come, was there always something, or did the universe come from nothing? What was there before the Big Bang? Because the Big Bang is a space-time
I don't think there was ever not a universe. The universe may exist in different kinds of states.
You don't believe exactly what Stephen Hawking says whenever he talks about the Big Bang, because he speaks of it inside of a way of a space-time singularity. And inside of a space-time singularity, time, space, and matter cannot exist.
Space-time as we understand it is completely different, but I don't even know if he said what you're saying, but even if I grant he said that, that doesn't mean that there was nothing. It means that there was something different than like what we see today.
But I'm not getting any feedback, really. I'm not really getting an answer to my question. My question was, what do you have
you
that
asked
would prove
a million that questions. So what are you asking?
Sorry, that is true. I'm sorry. I'm asking, what evidence do you believe that you have that proves that existence itself was not created?
We've never seen anything ever be created. So if you want me to change my mind about that, or invoke that necessarily there must be an example of that, then you need to start producing some evidence.
Well, I would say the evidence is we've never seen order come from chaos inside of the natural universe.
That's 100% known to be false. A hurricane or a tornado is organization created out of chaos. We see this at the microscopic level too, with crystals forming and molecules forming and all kinds of things.
Okay. But I wouldn't say that even if some things that do produce chaotic environment, something comes from that productive or even orderly, I would say that wouldn't disprove that there's a creator at the beginning of everything.
Yeah, I'm agnostic about a creator. It could be the case, but there's no reason to think so.
Well, I think that there is. Well, let me give you another reason. Can I ask you a question? Do you believe that humans, if because whenever I go at things inside of your version of things, I got to theorize and I got to speculate on what could and can't be all throughout the entire universe. And what I would say is, on the Earth, we see multiple different animals, and humans, let's say a rhinoceros is never going to wake up inside of the morning and say, "Let me fix me a cup of coffee," you know, let me go out here and work the land and do this. Let me build a spaceship and come up with science. So therefore, there's this block on intelligence on animals that we see right here on Earth. So would you say that humans are the highest intelligence all throughout the entire universe, if there is other intelligence inside of the universe? And if we aren't, can you truly say that there isn't a creator, with knowing that it's possible that you have a gap on your own knowledge based on what we see right here on Earth? Because if something was if a being was 1% smarter than you, then they would have knowledge that you wouldn't even think about. The same way that a rhinoceros don't never think about waking up and fixing them a cup of coffee, building a spaceship. So you would never think of what God would think of. So is it possible that things that you think are impossible could be possible for something that's greater than you?
There's too much going on with that.
I'm sorry.
Whether or not God is beyond
I'm busy, so I'm in a little bit of a rush. I'm sorry for rushing.
whether or not God is beyond my ability to understand how God or it's not even how but beyond my ability to understand that God does things or whatever, isn't an argument in favor of the existence of God at all. I actually don't see how the hypothetical even grants God's existence a higher probability, because a rhinoceros can interact in the world. I agree that rhinoceroses don't really have complex thoughts like we do, but a rhinoceros can exist in the world and interact with me. My existence is at least experiential with regard to the rhinoceros. With us, it isn't. The only thing you can do, even by posing this question, the only path we can possibly go with this is question begging, and just to be like, well, yeah, the reason the universe looks that way is because God made it look that way. Like, what evidence of that do we have? Well, look at it. Well, yeah, but that's the thing you're trying to convince me of. Yeah, I know. Look at it. That is the evidence. So it doesn't work that way. But also, like, your intelligence test is also really super biased, because like humans do the most horrendous, despicable things too.
But we've also been
And
to outer space. We
flamingos
can do
don't
it
like
wrong.
there's no Epstein Island for flamingos. And if that's only possible because of our capabilities, then if God exists, then God necessarily is capable of much more horrific things than we are. And I think actually it is, because there's no justification for hell. So I guess that kind of would track. But I don't know
But
what that
just the
would
fact
be
that
a
we're
argument
talking that we have
for,
laws,
except
you're talking about morality right now. So you're talking about intelligence also is based off morality, because that's what you're speaking of right now. That's what you said
you
about the
were
animals and
you
stuff
were
like that.
implicitly making like a quasi-moral argument when you said that human capabilities are better than what rhinoceros, because rhinoceroses
Well, I
don't
said more intelligent.
create
That's different.
yeah, but you said because of what they do and don't create is because of their lack of ability to create like we do, we're better than they are.
No,
Okay.
but also solve
Well,
complex
we also
problems
do
using the
genocides and
mathematics,
murder and stuff like that.
physics.
So that's worse. I'd rather be something that doesn't do those
So do you
kinds of
believe that
things.
rhinoceros has never taken a life against the a rhinoceros? I'm sure has killed animals inside of the wild. I mean, if you're considering animals, if you're saying that they've never murdered, if you looked at them like if you compared them to us and gave them equal value, then and you considered a animal could murder, they murder a lot every time that I'm pretty sure that they would have committed multiple crimes if they was held to the same standard as humans. That's all I'm saying.
There
Whenever
are
I
children that
look
have
at
killed other
intelligence.
children, but they didn't understand what they were doing. And even a child is smarter than a rhinoceros. So I wouldn't call it murder.
Well, whenever I speak of intelligence, I'm talking about mathematics, physics. I'm talking about the fact that we can sit here and have a conversation in the way that we're having a conversation and communicate the way that we're communicating. I think that that shows that we have a level of intelligence that's over a rhinoceros than
I
what
agree that
many
we're more
humans
intelligent
think
than
of.
they are.
Oh, I thought you was arguing that it seemed that we wasn't more intelligent than they were. That's what I thought.
No, not really.
That's the only claim that I made, is that we are more intelligent than rhinoceroses, and rhinoceroses will never, is never going to wake up and say, let's build a spaceship. And
yeah, but so what?
Oh, well, I'm saying inside of the universe, if we are not the, if an animal is only 1% more intelligent than us,
then we can
conclude.
That's just an argument for aliens, though.
What are you saying?
That would just be an argument for aliens, though.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Well, I'm speaking of an intelligent being, a spiritual being, the creator of all things. That's what we're talking about right now, is creation. So that's why I bring in that conversation. I'm saying, how would you know? So you're trying to govern the creator.
You're just imagining
of the
something that's
law,
not evidence of anything.
No, well, I'm giving points, and I feel like I've brought a couple evidence. I brought fact that the universe is instead of isn't. That's a big thing if you're into science. I mean, I'm sure anybody would be puzzled. Einstein was puzzled on some of the most, how orderly and fine-tuned the universe is as well. It's not just about the fact that everything is orderly. You say, well, some order comes from chaos. Well, yeah, that's true. But as fine-tuned as the universe is, it's almost so fine-tuned, if you changed any of the laws of physics by 1%, then everything would fall apart. That's what I'm stating. I'm stating that everything is so perfectly fine-tuned that it raises questions. Why? Why?
That's
so
not evidence of a God. That's very much, to me, contrary of the evidence of a God. Because if we looked around the universe, and every time we studied the universe, we learned that the universe should destroy itself constantly. Nature is not built to withstand itself, or to withhold its own existence. So therefore, something outside of nature is sustaining nature's ability to even exist. That would be excellent evidence of something that would, by definition, have to be supernatural, which would be what God is. Instead, it looks exactly like it would if God didn't exist.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Well, if you go through what you're saying, then what you're saying is that, do you believe that the laws of physics existed before the universe?
No, I think the laws of physics are properties of the universe.
Okay, so do you believe that there was a beginning of the universe?
Like, let me just give an example. You take a circle, right? A circle has this property that we call the ratio of pi. It's a relationship between its diameter and its circumference.
Yeah,
pi, yeah. There is no pi outside of circles, and you can call it a finely tuned property, because if you change pi in any way, then the circle can't exist. No shape other than a circle can give you the ratio of pi. So is it finely tuned? No, it's just a property of it. Or like, is not even that. We can get away from the fine tuning part. But is pi something that has to exist in order for circles to exist? No, it's a property of them.
Okay, so what I'm asking is, properties exist because inside of the realm of physics, inside of theoretical physics, you have properties, you have such things, because if there's no time, there's no space, and there's no matter, because there was no time, no space, and no matter before the universe. If you keep going back, I mean, you said that you believe the Big Bang, you believe the redshift data, and that you believe in things like the, I believe in it too. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that that's not true. I believe in that. I won't say that, but I believe in that. I also believe in things like the microwave background light radiation, or CMB, cosmic microwave background. I believe in that. So it shows the expansion of the universe. So if you go backwards, you see that the universe is contrasting. It's going inwards, And it comes to a single point at some point, and that point that we talked about is the space-time singularity, which is the Big Bang. And what I say to you is, at that point, there was no time, space, or matter. And
not as you understood it, no. But that doesn't mean that there's no universe.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying before. What do you mean by that?
So, like, time, space, like space-time, is a thing. It's how we describe kind of the universe, I guess, or at least the structure within the universe. But there are conditions. There are conditions where that breaks down because you get infinities. It happens inside of black holes too. The laws of physics can't tell us what is going on inside of a black hole. But black holes but that doesn't mean that inside the black hole you're not in the universe, or that black holes violate nature or violate physics in any way. We just don't have a description for what, or that they're outside the, or I think I said that. We just don't have a description for them. And before the Big Bang, which really is just a few Planck seconds, it's really just like, whatever, just a few Planck seconds before, or Planck seconds, whatever, before inflation or whatever, then yeah, there are like our physics models don't describe what's going on, but that doesn't mean that there was no universe and nothing existed or anything like that. Scientists have never said, this is horrible. We discovered this idea that proves that nothing be turned into something. Scientists have never thought that that's what's happening.
Okay, I understand that. But I do believe that scientists do believe that the Big Bang was the beginning of the known universe. And that whenever we get into things like that, you can implement things like string theory and different theories and stuff like that and get deep into quantum mechanics. But what I was stating is, do you believe before the universe?
I don't think there's such a thing as before the universe.
So you believe the universe always was? That's all I was asking all ago. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the universe.
I don't believe in an infinite amount of time going backwards necessarily, because I think time as we understand it is.
So you believe in an infinite a universe that has always existed is what you believe in. So that's not what the Big Bang represents.
The Big Bang's not supposed to be that. You can create a model that allows the Big Bang to work with it. That's what past eternal models are, but
that's exactly where I'm trying to go with you. So what was before the Big Bang?
I think that there was probably a universe, and the universe exists, but in a different kind of state. Like, whatever is inside of a black hole is totally different than the normal space-time around it. But it still is a thing that can obviously exist. There's obviously no logical problem with it. There are what seem to be mathematical physics problems, but they're really just hurdles. But we can't say that they don't exist. So I think before the inflation and expansion of a universe that has space-time, you can still have a universe in a different kind of state.
Okay, but you explained a while ago, you said that the universe existed inside of a universe before the universe existed.
I never said that. I don't know what you mean.
I thought you said, yeah, you said that I said.
You said before the Big Bang what existed, the universe. The Big Bang is what the universe does.
The Big Bang is the birth of our known universe and the laws of physics. So I'm asking, before the Big Bang,
it's the transition of our universe into like the observable universe that we see is described by the Big Bang. But that doesn't mean that before that there was no existence.
I get what you're saying now.
Yeah.
So do you believe that before the Big Bang there was time, space, and matter?
No, probably not, because space time, all of those things you're describing, are elements. I mean, even during the Big Bang, there was no matter for the first several hundred thousand years because the conditions were too extreme. So these things you're talking about are just ways we describe the space-time, the four-dimensional space-time we exist in. And I think that they were probably different, just like they are definitely different inside of a black hole.
Okay, so if there was no time for space, I mean, if there was no space for things to happen and no time for matter to be for matter, or and there was no matter inside of space, then how did the properties come about?
Well, again, I think the properties are just essentially like emergent of the thing itself. Like, how does a circle end up with pi? Well, once you form a circle, you have the ratio of pi. If you have a shape that's anything other than a circle, you don't have that ratio. And if you're like drawing a circle, literally asymptotically, infinitesimally, as you get to closer and closer to completing your circle, but at absolutely no point, no matter how close you get to completing that circle, do you have pi until the moment the actual circle is complete. But pi didn't draw the circle. It's just that property simply comes out of the circle, for example.
Okay, so
you're off the app. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Hello?
When you go off the app, I can't hear you.
Oh, I said even though that there is a circle, the fact that there is a circle is is a why question within itself. Like,
there needs to be a circle maker for there to be a circle? Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the fact that we concept it as a circle is our perspective as a human being.
So, there was no circle, then how would I jerk? yeah, I mean, I don't think circles are like really existing objects or whatever. But I don't understand like what this proves or whatever.
I was getting off topic, and then you made the joke, and now I lost my train of thought. Let's get back to the fact of what I was talking about. With time and space.
Yep.
Do you believe, so how is it that, would you not agree that something outside of time and space, because you just said that something
the universe. It's just the universe. The universe goes from a state where it doesn't have four-dimensional space-time to a state where it does have four-dimensional space-time. It doesn't come from outside time, space, and matter. Those things simply emerge as properties when the universe changes state. So it's the exact opposite of a black hole. Before the black hole forms, the region of space where it exists, and the stuff that becomes it, the core of the star, is all existing. But then these events occur that create a black hole, and now all of a sudden, the conventional space-time and matter understanding that we had for that entire system prior collapses, because we don't have laws of physics that can describe it. So I'm not saying the Big Bang is a reverse black hole event, but we can see, we don't have a logical problem with the idea, if we run it backwards, of you can have a state and conditions or whatever with space-time and matter that evolves into something different. I don't see any logical problem with why it can't happen in reverse. I can't tell you how it happens. I mean, we think like quantum fluctuations can produce enough energy to initiate a Big Bang event, but we don't know for sure. I just don't see any logical problem with any of it.
I don't necessarily see a logical problem with the fact that it is, that the things that we're talking about is known to be, you know, a high percentage of factual data. But what I got a problem is stating that creation is at a point to where you go on to TikTok and you put that as completely fiction, leaving it almost a 0% chance or a very low percent chance, instead of It's not necessarily because I feel like that's more that's being intellectually honest, dishonest, saying that it's completely fiction. You know, that's kind of where I'm saying. I'm saying that even if you say things like what you're saying, I think that you could get into things like before the universe. I would respect it more if you said things like before the universe. There was things like exotic matter and exotic energy and you know, and these particles and things that we didn't understand. But instead, you're using terminology like before and after, and which still keeps things inside of a state of time and yep. And after the Big Bang happened, because you're speaking inside of terms of physics that are properties of the known universe. But I'm asking before the universe, which some properties didn't exist, time, space, and matter didn't exist.
Was no before the universe, if you ask me.
Well, what you're describing don't make sense to what the Big Bang theory represents. The Big Bang theory represents the birth of the known universe.
Well, yeah, and you're asking me for what kind of event could cause the Big Bang to happen. Now, like I can agree with you that it's unsatisfactory and it doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense. But I don't know why you would expect it to make any sense. Again, I'm just always going to go to black holes for this. Nobody, okay. not the world's smartest human in the world could tell you anything about what happens inside of a black hole, because the laws of physics can't describe it at all. We have
there is a limitation there.
And so we're just not like we can speculate, but we're just not going to be able to get satisfactory answers for this. What physicists are working on is, are there kinds of things that can initiate inflation and cause a Big Bang? And the popular thing that they point to are what are called quantum fluctuations, where vacuum energy is borrowed from virtual particles and somehow they have enough potential energy to start it. You got to ask somebody way smarter than me to get any more details about it. But no, we don't have a good understanding because we don't have science really for this yet. And that's just the reality.
Would you agree that it's possible that there is a creator, that it is a possibility, that it's not completely impossible?
Yeah, sure.
That there was a creator, and that would you also agree that if there was a creator, now we're using is, if there was a creator, that science would explain.
Nope.
If there was a creator, science would work hand in hand with the creator, and it would explain everything, the fundamentals of the known universe, and everything that exists and was before, and it's working beside the creator of the universe, and it's just explaining the works of the creator.
Because let's say you don't believe in magic, right?
But that's if God was real. If God was real,
I know. Just you got it. You just got to follow along with me. Like you don't believe in magic, right? Okay. So if I take my plastic Happy Meal toy right here. And it's empty on the inside. I show you that it's empty. And then I put it back and I say, abracadabra. And now there's nothing in there. But like, let's pretend that there was like a frog in there or whatever. Science could tell me everything about what this is made of. It's made of plastic. Science could tell me everything about frogs. Science could never possibly. And what I'm doing here, you have to just go along with me that I actually really did do a real magic trick. It's not an illusion. We're talking about magic really existing. Science could never tell you how the frog got in there because it's magic. If a creator made the universe, science could never do fuck all to tell us anything about that because there's no such thing as the science of how God, which is supernatural, which is also magic, does anything.
Well, this is what I would say. I would say this is where we differ. This is where I would use that same exact terminology. I would use that same exact example that you just gave against you. And I would say that if magic did exist, if we're using what ifs, just like I used with you a while ago, what if? if it did exist, even though we know it don't, if it did, then there would we would see what happened whenever someone used their magic, and we'd be able to observe it, and we would study the evidence, and we would say, it would have evidence behind it. It would there'd be something would happen in between it. We would study it. We would acknowledge it. We would figure out the different facts behind it, everything that around it. And I would say, so if God existed, we would also have to look around and say, well, if God existed, what would be the evidence that God did exist inside of the universe? Well, we're sitting here right now and we're having a conversation inside of a structured way, and everybody has people have consciousness, seem to appeal to a moral code that is shared, that is shared amongst many, I guess you could say. And I would also say you look out into the universe and things like I pointed out already, gravity, things like strong nuclear force, weak force, even things like whenever you get into protons and electrons or atoms, you know, you got protons and electrons and neutrons, and you got the proton, one upwards quark, two downwards quark, making it positive. You got the neutron, one upwards quark, either way, you got the electron and they're spinning around and the superposition, and, you know, all these crazy things. It seems like everything is happening on a scale that would be almost like, even if, like how we create things inside of a computer today, simulations. It's almost like orderly, so orderly that it has to have something behind it. And I'm not arguing simulation theory or nothing like that at all, but all I'm arguing is just the fact that it, and even if, you know, if people, I've heard people argue
simulation
theory.
If you're saying things are too complex and too wondrous to not have a causal explanation behind them, whatever.
No,
the
they all have explanations. They're complex. Well, they have explanations.
Well, then the thing you're looking for as the explanation must also have an explanation for it. But what's going to happen is we're going to arbitrarily terminate at, no, God doesn't have an explanation. So you're just violating your own logic by doing that.
No, but you're telling me the same thing about the universe. You're telling me that the universe always was. That's what you just said. And that's exactly what people say about the creator, correct?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about something.
That's what I asked you. You said, no, the universe has always existed. That's the same thing that people say about God. So you're just describing God to me and replacing the creator with the universe.
No, because the thing you're describing is outside the universe, and my thing isn't. But
I asked you well ago, what was before the Big Bang? What was before the universe?
The universe.
Nothing was ever before the universe.
Yeah, it's just the universe.
So the universe is outside of time, because time has to have a beginning, because it's moving in a straight line, correct?
No, not necessarily. You can adopt a B theory of time. The laws of physics say that there just is no such real thing as the flow of time. All moments of time are equally real.
No, hold on. So you're saying there was no beginning to time?
What I'm saying is it could have a beginning, in a sense that the four-dimensional structure of space has a, like I'll take my phone here. My phone has dimensions, right? But it doesn't actually have a beginning. It doesn't make any sense to say this is the beginning of my phone, or this, or this, or this, but it has these dimensions. So four-dimensional space-time, hold on, dude. Four-dimensional space-time can be described like a block universe, but the flow of time is the thing that doesn't actually occur in a B theory of time.
That's not how I look at time. Whenever I look at time, I think of it in terms of space. I think of it in terms of physics.
That's,
like, you're wherever you're at. It's
yeah, because
take me a certain amount of time to get to where you're
because
at.
Because we can't
if
move through the fourth dimension. Yeah.
I say, meet me here at the courthouse at blah, blah, blah at 4 o'clock. And if I didn't add 4 o'clock,
I'd
be sitting at the courthouse forever. So
I know.
I'm saying there has to be a time a point in time where there is a point, where the beginning of time was. And I'm asking, what was there before the beginning of time? And whenever you get inside of that realm of thinking, that becomes the realm of thinking of, it's moving past our intelligence. And if it's not moving past our intelligence, then we just don't know it yet. And if we don't know it yet, we do got to still say that something was before time. So something outside of time, space, and matter caused the universe to exist. Whether you believe it was God, whether you believe it is the creator, or whether you believe it was, but something outside time, space, and matter caused the universe to exist. And if it didn't, then just keep going back the same way that you just tried to do. What we all do inside of physics is we go back, we look at the CMB, and we go back. We say, if the universe is expanding, let's go back. It must be contrasting. We say the universe, if the universe exists, there must have been a point to where things, if time exists and is going forward, there must be a point to where we can go backwards in time, to where we hit a point to where time does not exist, and at that time, there would be no space. There would be no space, because if there's no time, there's no space. If there's no space, there's no time. And if there's no space and time, there's no space or time for matter to exist. So something, there's some causality outside of time, and time, space, and matter. And I'm just picking your brain, it says creation is fiction, and I'm saying creation can't be fiction, because we live literally in creation. Whether you believe creation was from a creator or not, we live in creation. So I'm just trying to, kind of pick your brain and wake you up a little bit, because I feel like creation is fiction equals fiction is a false statement. I feel like we live in creation. We're experiencing it right now. You're yawning. You're listening to me, and you're listening to a created being. You're listening, whether you believe that was from God or not, creation is not fiction.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, because we've been going for 35 minutes.
Okay. I do want to say that this was really a great conversation, and hopefully we can have this conversation again sometime about a different topic. This ain't even my realm of things that I even talk about. I just seen you on here, and I was like, I'd love to jump into conversation with this guy. Usually I'm, talking about politics and, the world and things like that. But this is a great conversation, man. You're a great guy. Even though I disagree with some things that you say, we came to a lot of understanding, and we really had an intellectual conversation that was just awesome.
All right. Have a good one. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.